Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. Want to remind folks who are planning on signing up to exhibit at the Cass County Fair, our 4-H and FFA families can now enroll for the fair events. If you have livestock, be sure and do that through your club leaders. We also have forms available through club leaders and FFA chapter advisors. You can also find many of those same forms on the Cass County Extension Fair website. Find that in the quick links on the Cass County Extension homepage. New this year, for many of our non-fee contests, you can sign up online through the Fair Entry website. Find more information on that on our Cass County Extension website as well, and get those entries in by July 1st to be eligible to show at the 2022 Cass County Fair. We're going to chat a little bit today about staking tomatoes. Tomatoes are one of the most popular vegetables grown at home. Now is a great time to be planting and starting those tomato plants in your garden. Tomatoes grow in a variety of sizes, shapes, and colors, and benefit from staking and training to keep them off the ground. Our horticulture specialists share some tips this week. There are several advantages to training tomato plants. We want to keep them growing off the ground so they produce better quality fruit, in part because foliar disease problems are generally less severe and there is also better air circulation. Training tomatoes to grow up a stake or a cage will also conserve valuable garden space for gardeners with small plots. They are also easier to cultivate and harvest. There's two different types of tomatoes, determinate and indeterminate. Determinate tomatoes tend to be smaller, more compact plants that grow to a certain height, stop, and set all fruit within a short period of time. Indeterminate tomatoes continue to grow, flower, and set fruit until killed by frost in the fall. This makes them large, sprawling plants. Both types of tomatoes can benefit from staking and training. Determinate tomatoes can occasionally be grown with minimal support. Often best for fruit production, the indeterminate types do need to be staked or trained in order to keep them off the ground and keep them producing. Keep in mind that tomatoes grow quickly after being planted in the spring. Have the materials needed for whatever method of support you plan to use on hand at time of planting. Many gardeners will set these cages or stakes up at the time of planting or shortly after. Early to mid-June is when most tomato plants are large enough to actively need support when growing. There are three most common methods for home gardeners to support their tomato plants are wire cages, single stakes, or weave system. You can learn more about all three kinds of those training and staking systems by checking out the full article on the ISU Extension News homepage. There's a variety of differences in how they are set up, as well as the benefits and drawbacks. Again, wire cage, single stake, or weave system. No matter which type you use, pruning outside shoots or suckers can be beneficial, but especially if you are using a single stake method, pinching out the sucker that forms where the base of the leaf attaches to the stem can reduce the mass or weight of the plant, making it easier to support. This will also focus the plant's energy on fruit production rather than on growing suckers. You can start pruning suckers in late June after the first flower clusters begin to form, but while the flowers are still small as to not take too much energy from the plants once they produce large fruit. While all tomatoes can benefit from pruning, determinate varieties will require less pruning than indeterminate types, but in general, removing suckers can improve airflow and reduce disease issues. But keep in mind, fruit may be more susceptible to sun scald, as the removal of sucker growth will reduce your leaf canopy. You do want to allow the suckers that form later in the season higher up on the plant to grow, as this will help shade the fruit and reduce sun scald on your tomatoes. For more information on growing tomatoes in the home garden or for troubleshooting plant diseases, you can find another publication on the Extension store on common diseases in tomato plants. You can also give our office a call. We'd be happy to help direct you on that. Another quick note on mulch in the garden. Mulches can help in a variety of ways, controlling annual weeds, conserving soil moisture, reducing erosion by reducing the impact of raindrops, reducing severity of diseases, especially blights on tomatoes, keeping fruits, vegetables, and flowers free of rain-splattered soil and reducing that disease transfer, reducing fruit and vegetable spoilage, helping moderate soil temperatures when we have wildly fluctuating temperatures like we've had lately, as well as just providing an attractive background for plantings. There are many benefits to mulch in a wide variety of garden settings. When choosing which organic type of mulch to use, consider the availability, cost, appearance, function, and durability. Again, this is another article you can find in the Horticulture and Home Pest News site. Just search mulch. The article goes into details on different types of mulch, including bark mulch, wood chips, leaf mulch, grass clippings, straw, newspapers, cocoa bean shells, and more. Find that on the ISU Extension Horticulture and Home Pest News, a great resource, especially as we get into the growing season and our flowers start maturing and many of our vegetable plants start producing. To keep up to date on all the events, activities, and resources available here in Cass County and statewide from ISU Extension, I encourage you to check out the Cass County Extension website, the ISU Extension website, follow Cass County Extension on social media, give us a call, 712-243-1132, or stop by the office at 805 West 10th Street on the fairgrounds in Atlantic. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.